Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
And now at 5, two raging wildfires explode in size, devastating entire communities and force thousands of people out of their homes in the north and in the south. Thank you for joining us. I'm Juliet Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. We begin with the campfire burning up in Butte County, now the most destructive wildfire in state history. Here are the latest numbers. The campfire sparked 2 days ago has already burned 150 square miles. Containment has climbed to 20%. At least 9 people have been killed. More than 6,700 buildings have been destroyed, and officials say 15,000 more are threatened.
We have live team coverage this evening. We begin with KPIX 5's Andrea Borba live in Oroville. Andrea.
Well, Juliet, Brian, I'm just up the road from Berry Creek in Oroville. That is where evacuations are happening right now as people are getting out of the path of this fire. Thousands of people have already evacuated. Thousands more are likely to tonight as the winds continue to pick up here in Butte County. We wanted to show you what evacuee life looks like when you have nowhere to go.
This is what evacuation looks like when you're trapped and have nowhere to go.
Sleeping in my car. It's freezing at night. It's been like 40 degrees, I think.
Sarah Rowland and her neighbor Martin Smith and his wife are here.
Are you living in your car right now?
Yes, we are. We've been living here since the fire broke out.
It's Saturday. The thing broke out Thursday.
Yeah, and we'll probably be here until they let us back in Upper Magalia. They haven't let us in, so we're just staying here.
Sarah Martin, along with Jade the dog, a few cats, a dove, and a bearded dragon, are living next to DeSable Reservoir. And because that wasn't enough, two dogs abandoned by evacuees, one still wearing a leash, have joined.
Somebody left them. They were just right over here by that car, and so they've made their way over here. I've been feeding them. I can't let them go hungry.
In many respects, they're lucky. They know their homes are still standing strong against the fury of the campfire, but they're trapped.
We ain't got no gas, so we can't go far. Even to get to Chico, if we wanted to go to Chico, we couldn't.
And communication is a massive problem. What little cell service there is in this part of Butte County has been knocked out by lack of power.
We got our animals with us, and that's what matters. And we can't get a hold of anybody. We have no cell phone service here. And we've had people come by and offer a cell phone service, but they don't get it either. So if anybody out there wants to know if we're okay, we're okay.
I have a daughter that's 13, and I have not been able to get in contact with her. She lives with her dad, and I don't know if they lost their house or not. So that's really sad and stressing me out.
And now there's just the wait for some form of normalcy to return.
How are you still smiling right now?
Well, what else can you do? I mean, break down and cry. That happens, but try to make the best out of every situation.
Now, we wanted to let you know we got Sarah in contact with her daughter's father as well as her daughter via satellite phone. They are both okay, but their home in Paradise is gone. Juliet, Brian.
You answered my question. I was curious about the cell service because we know it was even hard to get in touch with you today. And so how are people getting that information? They used a sat phone. But for others, are they just waiting and hoping for the best for their family members, maybe down the road?
It's waiting, it's hoping, it is giving notes to CHP officers at checkpoints, begging them to send someone into homes to see if somebody is still there. It is giving notes to us at gas stations saying, can you please check on this house? Can you knock on the door? Can you see if anyone's there? The desperation level here in Butte County right now after days of no communication is very, very real.
We feel it here. All right, thank you so much, Andrea. Well, let's now go to KPIX 5's Wilson Walker on the other side of Highway 70 in Butte County. Wilson.
All right, so what's being done to prevent this disaster from marching over towards Andrea's standing right now? Well, it's this small army of firefighters who are scattered across the hills over here, sort of on the 70 side of the lake and the Feather River. And they are hoping that the work they have done today will prevent further disaster tonight.
Okay, perfect. Carry on. Knock all this out to the tree line.
Barely 20 minutes north of Oroville, you will find the leading edge of the campfire and one of the many crews trying to take it down.
As you can see it from driving up, you see fire on different sides of the road. That's what we're doing, is we're getting into these little spots, and it's following around down to the lake, and it's very steep and inaccessible here.
It's a scene playing out over a massive area.
Right here, and this is all burnt, okay? All along this road coming in, this is all burnt on the downhill side.
But there is one unified game plan.
We're gonna keep the fire to our north, where it's already burned.
Yes, the fire has already burned over portions of Highway 70. Some homes were saved, many others were lost, but today provided pretty favorable conditions for these firefighters, a luxury that will not last.
So we're expecting big winds tonight, and we're gonna try to get ahead of it and put everything out that we can.
I'm reminded that sometimes fighting big fires comes down to little battles like this.
Yeah, it sure does, and they don't go out until the little battles get taken care of.
All right, nightfall approaching really quickly here. These crews are on a 24-hour shift. Winds, when they pick up, we will see how much trouble can those winds cause. We will see. A lot of people kind of waiting around to see what the environment throws at this fire tonight. Brian?
All righty, Wilson Walker, thank you. Up in Butte County, at the same time, a historic Butte County bridge. Now, a pile of rubble and ash because of the campfire. It was believed that the Honey Run Bridge was the last structure of its kind in the entire country. It was built back in 1886 to connect Chico to paradise.
Well, in the Bay Area, visibility and air quality keeps getting worse because of all of the smoke from the campfire. Now, KPIX5's Kristen Ayers joins us live from Oakland with more on that part of the story. I know, Kristen, you've been covering this the last couple of days. Is it getting better?
It actually might be getting worse, Juliet. We're here up in the Oakland Hills, and on any other day, you'd be able to see across the bridge out to San Francisco. Today, you can't see much more than just a gray wall of smoke. That spare the air alert is in effect throughout the Bay Area, and it may not be lifted for days. A smoky start to San Francisco's walk to end Alzheimer's today.
It's smoky out here, but not enough to not come out.
Despite the air quality, it's been pretty amazing.
I was definitely worried about the air quality. I brought a mask.
In the end, the air was so thick, organizers were forced to cut the walk short from 3 miles to one.
You don't want to be breathing this in right now. It's very unhealthy. It's not good for you. And just please limit your time outdoors.
That's the message the Bay Area Air Quality Management District is trying to get across. Models are showing the air is getting more polluted by the day, dropping from unhealthy earlier in the week to very unhealthy today.
Right now, we are in the red for pretty much the entire Bay Area.
Store shelves predictably picked clean of N95 breathing masks, and parks all over shut down. Experts say for now, there is no escape. The smoke filtering into the Bay Area has stagnated, with no wind gusts to blow it out.
So we're hoping for some clean air to kind of push in and hopefully make the whole situation better for everyone.
Now, the Air District says wind could make it into the forecast in the next couple of days, but for events scheduled this weekend, that will not be soon enough. Already, a half marathon that was supposed to happen in Napa tomorrow has been canceled. Live in Oakland, Kristen Ayers, KPIX 5.
All righty, Kristen. Air traffic control has reported visibility no better than 2 to 6 miles all day today. And so in the least surprising news of the newscast, there is a spare the air alert for tomorrow. As long as that high pressure churns off Cape Mendocino, it's carrying that smoke more than 200 miles offshore and right over the Bay Area. It's not going to change much. Those northeasterlies are going to be picking up tonight as well. And as a result, as we just mentioned, there's a spare the air alert all weekend long for very unhealthful levels of pollutants in the air in the North Bay and in the East Bay, and unhealthful levels in the coast and the South Central Bay and the Santa Clara Valley. And the visibilities have suffered. Down in San Jose, there's been a pall of smoke all day. Ditto for San Francisco, looking out toward the invisible Golden Gate Bridge. In terms of any relief on the way, it'd be great to have a cold front come through and rain fall. We'll talk about our prospects for that, and we cover the forecast in a few minutes. Juliet.
Well, on to Southern California now. The Woolsey Fire burning in Los Angeles and Ventura counties now stands at 70,000 acres. Around 250,000 people are under mandatory evacuation, including the entire city of Malibu. So far, it is 0% contained. CBS reporter Chris Martinez is live in Malibu with the latest for us. Chris.
And Juliet, authorities telling us tonight that two bodies found in a vehicle here. Two dead people in Malibu were likely killed by this fire. Now, it has been a wind-free day here in Southern California. That's good news for firefighters. In fact, just moments ago, they announced that the containment level of this fire is now at 5%, so that is some progress, but they still have a very, very long battle ahead of them.
It's a round-the-clock battle for firefighters in Southern California, a massive inferno called the Woolsey Fire, doubling in size overnight.
As you can see from last night, we had a tough night in relation to this firefight.
Fire officials say the blaze destroyed at least 70,000 acres in Ventura and Los Angeles counties, forcing more than 200,000 people from their homes. But DH stayed behind to save his.
I live here 47 years. I'm not leaving.
Fire officials don't know for sure how many homes and businesses have been destroyed by this fire, but they estimate it's at least in the hundreds. Up north, it's even worse.
Powerful winds that caused fires to explode across the state calmed significantly Saturday, but forecasters warn they're likely to return to fire-ravaged areas Sunday.
And tonight, fire crews down here in Southern California still battling a second large wildfire in Ventura County. That one, called the Hill Fire, has burned more than 4,000 acres. It is 25% contained, and officials saying that they could start lifting some of the evacuations from that area at some point here tonight. Juliet.
Well, we'll keep following that. You know, and then we're hearing reports of looting in the area. So can you talk about what's being done to counter that issue?
That's right, Juliet. We've had at least two arrests as of this morning in Ventura County for looting. So sheriff's deputies are out on patrol in a lot of these evacuated areas. They tell us more than 200 officers are evacuating, looking for anybody who might be taking advantage of all the homeowners being away from their neighborhoods.
Yeah, hard to imagine. All right, Chris Martinez. Chris, thank you.